Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
.405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is Friday. It is a nice day. It's been a lovely day weather-wise. The weekend is going to be pleasant. Well, it's going to be like today. If you like today, you're going to be very happy. If you thought today was just the worst day ever, well, it is what it is. But it is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Coming up a half hour from now, be chatting with my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski. You know, he's the host of the best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage with Stan Andruski. And he will be here at 4:35 for, I'm going to say, you know what I'm going to do? We've not given anything away at this time. Germ, make a note of this somewhere on your note-making device. When we conclude with Stan, we're going to give everybody the chance to win a pair of tickets to go and see Brian Kilmeade. That is September the 27th at the Dominion Energy Center. So that's going to be around what? 4:45, 4:50, somewhere around there. We'll call it 4:05. What's the ish these days? Got to be 5 minutes, right? So yeah, we'll call it 4:45 ish. Give you the chance to win a pair of tickets to go and see Brian Kilmeade at the Dominion Energy Center on September the 27th. I had the chance last week, I guess. I actually went over. I had a speaking engagement for a political group, and they had invited me quite some time ago, and I had said yes. And I felt compelled to honor my commitment, make no mistake about that. But I also knew that it was probably going to be one of the final things that I did like that, simply because with the murder of Charlie Kirk and some of the messaging that has been coming the way of folks like me, you've just got to be much more aware of this. Much more aware of the threats. My friend Eric Erickson, who does a big national show, has pointed out now that he has to buy an extra airplane seat where his security is going to sit. You know, my pal Glenn Beck has had to deal with this for years. It's got to be, 20 years that Glenn's had security and personal protection. And, it's changing for many of us what it is that we will do and, frankly, what we will not do. But I digress. I was at this event and I was chatting with fine people. They're over in Henrico. And David Owen was there. David is their state delegate. And good guy. And let me tell you something. Not only do you need to reelect David Owen, in my opinion, but you got to make sure that he picks up a couple of friends in the House of Delegates. Why do I say that? Because I'm asking you to examine things as I've examined them and see what it is that the Spamburger Hashmi Jones ticket wants to do. Just read what they've written. Right? You don't have to believe me. In fact, for those who don't believe me, you think I'm just full of it, that's fine. I would tell you, go over there, just read what they are telling you they will do. President Trump is fighting a little battle as we speak at the Supreme Court. Because one of these lower level district court judges in the federal system decided that the State Department, which issues passports, must include every goofy variation that somebody thinks they are, right? Remember during Biden, they started adding designations for sex, for gender. It's the same thing, by the way. Remember that, right? And President Trump gets to appoint the Secretary of State, just like Joe Biden got to appoint the Secretary of State. And the Secretary of State heads up the Department of State, which issues United States passports. Oh, and by the way, take a look at the language on that passport. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the United States State Department. It remains their property. Why? Because you may lose your citizenship, as an example. In which case, the State Department has every right to get that passport back. This lower court judge said, well, I still think that because I hate Trump, and therefore I hate anybody associated with Trump, you're going to have to include male, female, all of the above, none of the above, six on one side, three from column A, and a llama to be named later. Yeah, that has to be an option. It's got it. Well, you know, they're furry folks that want to make sure they're covered somehow, some way. It's ludicrous. Of course it is. Just stupid. Just absolutely stupid. Well, long story short, President Trump, his team is now in front of the Supreme Court saying, Supremes, You've got to go along with the president. It's clearly only the president's authority and responsibility to issue passports. So we'll see which way it goes. But that's the sort of nonsense that the Spamburgers and the Hashmis and the Jones and, frankly, the rest of the Virginia Democrats want to foist upon us. You've got to take a listen to a couple of things. Well, I mentioned Joe Biden. I know it's like getting into ancient history, but Kamala Harris has a new book out, and I would urge you not to buy it at full price, because what are you, crazy? In days, I promise you, it'll be on the discount remainder racks in physical stores, and it might already be in the bargain bin online. She decided she would not have Pete Buttigieg as her vice president, even though she wanted Pete Buttigieg as her vice president, because Pete Buttigieg is gay. Take a listen to cut number six.
I want you to hear Josh Shapiro weighed in today about Kamala Harris and the revelation in her book. Listen.
How should we feel when we hear something that we suspected but wasn't acknowledged by politicians?
She's going to have to answer to how she was in the room and yet never said anything publicly. I was very vocal with him privately and extremely vocal with his staff about my concerns about his fitness to be able to run for another term.
Ned, can't you just hear the primary? You know Joe had lost it and you didn't say a word.
Right. No, this is just a terrible decision. It goes towards, points towards her terrible decision-making. First of all, terrible decision to even publish this book. Like, who read the draft and said, this is a great idea for your political career to write this book? First of all, you're flaming Biden, the guy that made you the vice president. You're flaming your VP pick, Tim Walz. And on top of that, you're insulting the American people, saying they're racist and homophobic and bigoted. Which, by the way, I would like to make this point, Brian. She clearly states in this book, as a black woman, I didn't think I should pick someone who was gay. I mean, who's bigoted in this situation? She didn't pick Pete because he was gay. But right. It also shows terrible decision-making that she thinks Pete Buttigieg, who was a terrible mayor, who was an even worse Secretary of Transportation, who oversaw the collapse of America's air traffic control system, would somehow be a good VP pick for her. Whatever she thinks her political career is, I think this book is like another nail in the coffin of whatever political career she thinks she might have, which I don't think is much of one anyway, Brian.
That's a great point. Who's the bigot there? Really, who's the one that has a problem with gay people? Is it, I don't know, the Virginia Republicans who have as our nominee for Lieutenant Governor John Reed, who is gay? Or is it Kamala Harris and the Democrats who said, we can't tick too many boxes. Let's not check all the boxes at once. We'll just check some. You know, come on. That's really the debate here. People don't realize this. The fundamental belief that most of us have about your personal life is we don't really care. Honest to God, I don't lose any sleep. I just don't care. I want you to be a good person. I want you to be an honest person. I want you to bring your trash can down after the trash truck has been around to collect it. And by the way, don't go and paint your house some stupid color that's going to bring down property values. Other than that, do what you want to do. I don't care. You want to you and your significant other want to get dressed up like a little Bo Peep and a sheep. Knock yourself out and march around your house. What do I care? It's 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Taking a look at our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 804 says, hey, Jeff, is there any way we can find out whether Abigail Spanberger voted for the Charlie Kirk resolution today? Sure there is. You can ask me, and I can tell you that she did not. Why? Because she's not a member of Congress. That's why. There were 58 Democrats in Congress who did not vote for the Charlie Kirk resolution. And I'm not going down a list of all 58. I don't know who they are. I don't care at this point. If you can't show a small modicum of decency for the family, then you're, I don't want to say you're beyond redemption, but man, you're pretty close to being beyond redemption. Jeff, what are people going to do when they travel overseas, spend money on tickets, non-refundable deposits, just to be denied entry to the country because your passport says something other than male or female? Just because you're there doesn't mean you are automatically gaining entry into that country. That's from Dave. You're right. But again, I would urge you, take a look at your passport. Understand who owns your passport. Jeff, I paid $150 for that thing. You're right, but it's not yours. It's not yours. It belongs to the Department of State. And the Department of State tomorrow can decide, we're changing the look of that passport. Gosh, they've done that before. It's theirs. They can do it. The Department of State, having determined that you lost your citizenship, can say, we're taking our passport back. And you don't have any recourse because it's not yours. So when the Department of State said, we're not going along with silliness anymore, that's the entire Trump election, by the way. The entire Trump election was no more nonsense. You can live your life as you want, but the rest of us are not going to go along with your ridiculous delusion. Oh, I put on a dress and I'm wearing lipstick. All right, well, you're a dude in a dress with lipstick. Congratulations. No, I'm a woman. No, you're not. Next issue, please. Jeff, Abigail Spanberger is the living, breathing definition of a Washington, D.C. insider. Becoming governor of Virginia is actually beneath her radical mindset. That's P in Hanover. Well, you're right. It is beneath her. But remember the reason she's running. She has no interest in being governor of Virginia. This is her pathway for president. And I don't know if this whole idea was birthed when she was a child, or if it took root while she was at the farm learning how to be a CIA person. I don't know. But yeah, she didn't give a crap about being governor of Virginia. 804, listening to Abigail Spanberger, she sounds like a teenager. Yeah. John from New Kent. Jeff, remember, Abigail Spanberger is former CIA. Deception is the name of the game. Well, I have a feeling she excelled in the area of deception in her training, because she is really good looking you straight in the eyes, telling you just a flat-out lie, and then moving on to something else. Yep. It is 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. It is gorgeous. And man, oh man, what a weekend in store for us. This is going to be one of those weekends. If you've got the opportunity, get out and enjoy it. And maybe play golf, maybe not play golf, maybe sit on a deck, do whatever you want to do. But I'm just telling you, outdoors is going to be the way to go this weekend. The updated report is just beautiful.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Absolutely beautiful. I have talked about Stan Drewski. All right, I'll do the whole thing. Stan and Drewski, but it just takes up so much time. I do like Stan Drewski. Stan, of course, my brother from another mother. During the week, you'll find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. And I am fortunate to say that I can find him just about any time, because years ago I demoted him from friend to family, so he's got to take my calls. Like, he has no choice. But he joins us every Friday. We talk a little bit about cars every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Best weekend radio show anywhere. In the Garage with Stan Andrewski airs right here. Good afternoon, Stan.
Jeff Katz. Well, I do have the red bat phone. It just went off. Yep. And Germ called me and said, hey, you need to be ready in a couple minutes for your interview. I said, okay, I'm ready. It's Jeff Katz's red phone. Like, I don't let that go. If it rings any time, I get alerts on my cell phone everywhere. Yep. So I'm good.
Okay. So, we don't want to have to send the posse out, you know, go track you down somewhere. But
hey, I'm a Hanoverian. Hanoverian. Hanoverian?
Yep, Hanoverian.
Easy yes, for sir. You to say. I'm newly a Hanoverian, so good luck trying to find me. out in the woods. So, man, super excited. Fall is coming too quick for me. You know, I don't like it. Yeah. A lot of people love fall. I don't dislike fall once we're in fall. Yeah. I just have a hard time letting go of summer. That's all. Like, I'm a summer guy.
Yep.
Tried and true, but yep. I'm okay with fall, too. Fall has a lot of good holidays, good things to be thankful for. So, with that being said, Carr, you know, we're talking about car care. I had to miss a few weeks because of my health issue, but last week we were rocking and had a lot of coverage, covered a lot of questions for people.
Yep.
Literally had a ton of questions at on the James River hotline that we always talk about.
That's right.
And I love being able to answer and doing that on Saturday. So, yeah, car care, guys, there's a few things you just got to know. Cabin air filter time in Virginia, 100%, right? Get your cabin air filter changed. It'll help the air quality in your car. Tire pressure, if you don't have nitrogen in your tires, then you want to, even if you do, you still want to check it. Most cars do have low tire pressure lights. Okay. If you see it coming on in the next few weeks, next month, it's more than likely the change of temperature, and you need to go get the tires aired up or do it yourself. Stop by the station. Stop by our shop.
Right.
We'll get your tires right. You got that. You also don't forget, one thing people are look, you have your coolant, all those things that's certified and ARTS. You know, we do a vehicle health check every time the car comes in there.
That's right.
We very much believe in letting the customers know what's going to happen as much as we can before it does. So we try to set all of our customers up on a plan to where they know what's coming. Most of the time when they come in for an inspection, they don't need anything because they've already, over the last year, taken care of their maintenance and gotten it over up to date. So I love being able to do that for people. It's something that's been needed in this industry for a long time. Megan's idea, of course, and it's been doing really, really good. But we'll check your coolant. We'll check your battery, all that stuff. I just want to remind you that you also, if you have a car, you want to look at getting it detailed or probably wax it. Wash it really good and wax it before the winter. It'll keep that paint looking really good. This paint is still not all perfect that's out here. A lot of the paint still needs to be cared for with a really good wax. Some people are doing some of the ceramic stuff. I'm just a wax fan. Wax fan doesn't last as long as ceramic, but I wax all my vehicles this time of year. So I just recommend doing that too, a little bit of paint care.
Let's talk about some of this fall weather stuff. You mentioned nitrogen, and what if I don't have nitrogen in my tires? Is there a way for them to take the air out and put nitrogen in, or am I just, I'm just going to be an air guy?
No, I mean, you could definitely take it out and put it in. If you're in a pinch, you could add regular oxygen. I mean, there's a fair amount of nitrogen in oxygen as we breathe, but as you know, they went through a test the last 4 or 5 years. It took them forever. I guess it started off with COVID. They thought that the nitrogen was having a negative effect on rubber seals in your AC system, because a lot of times you look for leaks with nitrogen, you look for CO2, and they did tests to make sure that the rubber O-rings were not being affected, and your tires. So the good thing about nitrogen is it keeps your tire pressures way more stable through the differences in temperatures, and so you don't see these big fluctuations. You might not even see a pound in the course of time. So Certified has is getting ready to start doing them again. We have not fully implemented it again, and then ARTS will start very soon after. We will have nitrogen tanks and nitrogen generators that can fill up your tires if that's what you want to do. You'll have green caps if that's what you want on it to mark it so nobody accidentally puts air in it. This is older technology, but like I said, they had paused it for a little while. We didn't want to go through with it unless we knew it wasn't going to hurt tires or hurt any of the rubber seals on your car.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a great point then. Okay. What would your recommendation be, Stan? I mean, you've got beautiful vehicles in your home. You've got family members you care about. Are you telling them stick with air or let's go nitrogen?
So for me, we've got compressors at the house. I got compressors at the shop. Like for me, I've actually got a little Milwaukee one that just fills it up if I need it. So I don't really bother with it. It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
I love tinkering. I love fixing cars. So if you like doing things like that, then, you know, get yourself a good Milwaukee air kit or something. Those are pretty accurate. The digital ones are not that expensive. Or, you know, if you already have some Milwaukee tools and you're a guy listening, they'll work on the charger. You can get a battery. If you already have a battery, all you got to do is buy the inflator. They actually have really good inflators. So it just depends. You know, if you're somebody you don't want to deal with your car at all, you know, it's one less thing to worry about. You know, one less trip to the shop, right? You already got to do oil changes a few times a year, state inspection once a year. So it's less of a trip. So it just depends. If you like to tinker, there's no right or wrong answer. Nitrogen does stay stable way longer.
Okay.
And you don't have to worry about changing your air very, very much at all.
Right. And then you get cool green
great
caps
question.
For the tires. So that's... it's
if you want them. Some people don't want them.
Oh.
Some people don't want them.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
We have little stickers, too, little chrome ones you can put that have an N on the end of it, a little green N. So there's other things you can get as well.
Oh. Well, now, I don't know. Now I've got to reconsider this. Let me ask you about those cabin air filters, because you're big on that, as you need to be. With the leaves beginning to fall, I hate to say it, but we're now seeing leaves falling. That stuff does get up in your car, and it just messes it up, doesn't it? All this stuff.
Yep. And so, you know, it's now through probably, what, mid to end of October. I have a lot falling right now in my house. I mean, the whole driveway is falling. We just blew it off yesterday. So there are a lot more falling than I thought there would be this early in September. But, yeah, between now and... you know, October, when they start to fall, you really need to be cognitive about getting the stuff out where your wipers are.
Right.
And anything, like if you see anything over there in the Cal area, you want to get it out. If you open your door and there's like pine needles stuck to the inside of your door where it could cause a leak, you want to get all those pine needles out, throw them in the trash, throw them into the, you know, into the yard, whatever you want to do, in the woods, I don't know, but like get them out of there.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing, because they will... You know, it. The pine needles have a bunch of other stuff. They have sticky resin on them. All the leaves start to die. They start to have all these different. Really, the plants exert a lot of stuff in Virginia, right? That's including allergies. So
yeah, that's right.
Like, you don't want that stuff dripping down into your cowl, and it will if it gets over full. Cabin air filter will get a bunch of it on there, and then you're just breathing it in the entire winter. And so, yeah, you could wait probably another month and start thinking about your cabin air filter. And then you really want to watch and keep. If you're really good at keeping your cowl clean, or if you're in a garage, you can do it now. You're not going to get a lot of that. You know, if you keep your car garage kept, you could do it now.
Okay.
Everybody else, you could wait about 30 days in between now and the end of the next 30 days. You'll be fine to replace them.
All right. Well, Stan, it is always wonderful to have you here, my brother. I will remind everybody, Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico.
Lakeside?
There you go. Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern. It doesn't have the same feel. Yellow Tavern.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know, but it is what it is. They're both solid places. Love having you on, Stan. We will talk very soon, my brother.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. That is Stan Drewski. Yes, he is my brother from another mother. I'm telling you, Stan has been taking care of my cars for, 14 years now? It's a long, long, long time. And we just started out in I was a customer. He was... auto repair guy, did a great job, and we just started chatting and blah, 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 blah. Then we became friends. And at this point, like I said, he's family. That's just the way it is. And he can't fight it either. Like, there's no appeal to that. Uh-uh. Family is family. You're stuck with me. All right, I got a pair of tickets for you to go and see Brian Kilmeade, September the 27th, Dominion Energy Center. Hey, it's Friday, and Jeremy is tired. We'll take caller number 4, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Caller number 4, you get a pair of tickets for Brian Kilmeade, September the 27th at the Dominion Energy Center, 445. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 450, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Friday. I'm sorry, but it is, it's Friday. Gosh. And it's a nice Friday as well. There are some folks, I got to tell you something, I am just trying to figure out. Yeah, all right, fine. I've been trying to figure out a lot of folks for a long time. But CNN continues to puzzle me. Every once in a while, I'll check something out on CNN, and there's Scott Jennings, and I'm thinking, man, they've got somebody on there who's actually telling the truth, somebody who's being honest. How long is this going to last? Because it just does not seem to go along with their game plan, you know? It doesn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I do believe, since it's Scott Jennings, although they had Joe Moreno on the other day, right? I discovered Joe. Just FYI. They're two big guys now. Well, maybe it's good. Well, I guess it's three now that I think about it. There's Jimmy Galliano. I was the first. I was the first to give Jimmy Galliano any sort of media exposure. Now, he's everywhere. He is. He's everywhere. And recently, he's been on the big circular couch there on Fox and Friends in the morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he started here. Now, he still comes here, which is nice. Joe Moreno. Another great guy, right? Where did Joe get his first real media exposure? Right here, this little program. Rob Chadwick. You know, Rob was right here yesterday. Rob Chadwick from United States Concealed Carry Association, Delta Defense. He's the director of training over there. He was actually here in the studio, in my studio, and I would say the undisclosed location. But, you know, when you get crazy people that show up at your door, then, well, I guess it's been disclosed. But Rob was here. And now Rob is everywhere, man, hanging out with everybody. But I look at CNN and I see Scott Jennings. And Scott, I was with about 2 weeks ago in New York City. Nice guy, smart guy. But he's the only one on CNN, except for this very brief appearance by Joe Moreno on CNN the other day. Now I'm trying to figure out. For years, we have had the disclaimer for MSNBC. You know what it is, right? That I watch it so that you don't have to. I know, it's you're welcome. And now I feel that I have to say that about CNN, but the disclaimer, because there's danger when you hear these MSNBC clips. They are so bat crap crazy that you could spit a liquid on your windshield or on your computer, and then you would want to hold me accountable. So I've always provided those disclaimers, but I now believe that I probably have to issue the same disclaimer for CNN. So with that being said, hang on 1 second. If you have a liquid, take a sip of it, please, because I will not be responsible if, in fact, you spit a liquid at your windshield or at a coworker or at your computer. With that being said, now we can share this clip from CNN. Cut number five.
Go stand with the first.
Do you agree with what he said, though? Do you agree that what he said was inaccurate and a lie? I mean, everybody knew. Everybody. No. I'm serious. Question.
I was about to use my mouth to answer it.
No, yeah. The governor of Utah. You could have gone the day before had said this guy was indoctrinated by the left. He went out and said the complete opposite.
But he did that based on vibes. He didn't have any evidence of that. There's no evidence.
Are we going down this road again, sir? So we're going to deny?
Yeah. We want to wait on the evidence.
Yeah, I'm going down all the roads.
You're answering my question. I'm serious.
You didn't give me. You've been talking for.
Do you think what he said? You agree that it was inaccurate? It was a lie.
I think first of all, I think judging comedians about what they say is true or not is actually not understanding the job of the comedian. The job of the comedian is to tell a joke and make a point. And if you judge comedians about accuracy of their statements, comedy ceases to exist. He's not a reporter. He's not Abby. He's not a journalist. He's a stand-up comedian who is telling a joke to make a point for his audience. That got a big response.
You know, here's how I have a tendency that I've developed throughout my decades of life to judge comedians. Are they funny? That's my one basic rule for comedians. Are they funny? Now, we can move on from there and go in different directions if you want, but that's the fundamental bar that I have established. Jeff, some things are just not funny to you. You're absolutely correct. But even with that, I place myself in different mindsets in an effort to understand and appreciate someone's comedy that may not initially be directed at me. Believe me, I have that ability. You have that ability. Because you're a discerning human being with more than two functioning synapses. That's why. And everybody who is a decent human being heard the lie told by Jimmy Kimmel and have decided, like Scott Jennings there, to call it out as a lie designed specifically for a terrible political purpose. And on top of that, it wasn't funny. There you go. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.